practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I'm Pastor Gary Dahl, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we do gather around the radio to prepare our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. That's why we began this program many, many years ago. And that's why it is on the radio every Sunday morning, early in the morning, so as to prepare our hearts to go to church. And I do trust that you will be going to a good, solid, Bible-believing church today. We're going to begin the program with a song that reminds us about the rapture. And that song is entitled, It Could Happen in a Moment.
It could happen in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. It could happen in a moment, he could break the eastern sky. Though our hearts will feel unworthy, yet how happy we will be when the Savior comes from heaven.
When his blessed face I see,
his face I see,
I am listening every moment for the mighty trumpet sound. What a time we'll have together when the saints shall leave the ground.
All our toiling will be over, all our sorrow and dismay. It could happen in a moment.
Christ could come
again. Could come again.
It could happen in a moment, any minute of the day. He could call us home to heaven, there forevermore to stay.
Hold the forge a little longer. Commander's promise,
he will surely come again.
Come again.
I am listening every moment for the mighty trumpet sound. What a time we'll have together when the saints shall leave the ground.
All that's holy will be over.
And that is absolutely so true, simply because the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 51 and 52, Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 51 and 52, and that's what that song is all about. And I don't know about you, ladies and gentlemen, but this morning I am looking forward to the rapture, and it could happen even before this broadcast is over. I trust that you're ready for it by knowing the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. If you know the Lord, when the rapture comes, you'll go to be with Him. If you don't know the Lord, when the rapture comes, you will go into the great tribulation and ultimately into the eternal lake of fire, separated from God forever and ever. So make certain that you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Well, it is a delight to be with you on this Sunday morning, and I trust that you are planning on going to church. If you live here in central Pennsylvania and you do not have a church to attend, I would invite you to visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church, where we have Sunday school this morning at 9:30. Our morning service will be at 10:30, and our evening service will be tonight at 6 o'clock. And, of course, we would be delighted to have you with us. We are located at the corner of 4th Avenue and 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city. And if you're not sure where that is, well, you could just Google it. You know, these Google machines today really help us to get from point A to point B, don't they? But whatever the case, we would love to have you. Just drop by and visit us, and I trust that if you do, that it would be a time of blessing for you. But make sure you do go to a good, solid, Bible-believing local church. Our desire is that you know the Lord and that you walk with the Lord and that you serve the Lord. And so I would encourage you to take a look at your life, and if you cannot find a time when you trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, remember this, something I say almost every Sunday morning. The Bible says we've all sinned and have come short of the glory of God. And the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, which means to be delivered from sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence through faith in Jesus Christ alone. If you've never trusted Christ, call upon His name today and ask Him to save you. And if you do that, contact us here at the church, and we will send you some information that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. Our phone number is 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. And our mailing address is the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania. That's 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. This past week, we had the opportunity of having daily vacation Bible school here at the Faith Baptist Church, and it was a great time in the Lord. We had an opportunity to see a number of young people come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that is always a blessing. Of course, we also had the opportunity to see others grow in the Lord, and we even had an adult class, and that adult class was a subject that, well, we all need to understand it just a little bit more. It was a subject entitled Our Spiritual Strongholds and God's Victorious Armor. And I put a little booklet together on that, and if you'd like to have that booklet free of charge, contact us here at the church, and we will see that you get it. Again, that phone number is 814-944-2894, 814-944-2894. I also want to remind you that starting in just 2 weeks from today is the 103rd session of the Central Pennsylvania Bible Conference. It is held at Lakemont Park, and it will go from Sunday, July the 30th through Friday, August the 4th. Our speakers this year will be Dr. Wendell Calder and Dr. David Kistler, and we're going to have a great time. There will be a youth rally on Monday, and we'll be having missionaries, folks like Ruth Coleman and Alex Tarozzi. We will be having on Sunday night a concert with Jeffrey Cogan and Ann Binkley, and, well, we're just going to have a great time in the Lord. Some of our special music will include Kelly Moore, his songs, and Karen Knight, and we would just love to have you with us. We'll be having a children's conference every day at both sessions at 4 o'clock and at 7 o'clock in the evening, and that will be conducted by Carrie Biddle with Child Evangelism Fellowship. So we would love to have you to be a part of that, and if you'd like to have one of our brochures, once again, just give us a call. That number is 814-944-2894. I'd like to emphasize that the Bible Conference is not a ministry of the Faith Baptist Church, but it is a ministry of our sister ministry, which is the Way of Truth Ministries, and so we love to take the opportunity to promote it. That's the Central Pennsylvania Bible Conference that will run from Sunday, July the 30th, until Friday, August the 4th, and I think that we're going to have a great time in the Lord this year, and I trust that you'll be out to be with us. Now, I want to remind you that the Sunday meeting begins at 6 o'clock in the evening, but then Monday through Friday, we have two sessions at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, at 7 o'clock in the evening, and then, of course, we have a meal in between the two sessions. So come on out and be involved. I think it will be a great time of fellowship for you. I think that you'll be blessed, you'll be built up in the faith, and it will be that which God will use to strengthen the body of Christ here in Central Pennsylvania. That's the Central Pennsylvania Bible Conference, Sunday, July the 30th through Friday, August the 4th. Come on out and be involved. Let's pray. Father, we thank you and praise you for the opportunity that we have together around the radio today. And I realize that there are many listening right now who have spiritual needs. I pray that you'll use the program today to encourage them spiritually. I also pray that you'll use the program to prepare our hearts to go to a good, solid, Bible-believing church to worship you in spirit and in truth. And also, if there is just one person who has not trusted your Son as their personal Savior, I pray that today will be this time of salvation for them, and we'll give you the praise and thanksgiving for it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Here's another great old hymn of the faith. When the roe is caught up yonder, I'll be there.
When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal, bright and fair. When the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there.
Let us labor for the Master from the dawn till setting sun. Let us talk of all his wondrous love and care. Then when all of life is over and our work on earth is done, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there. On that bright and cloudless morning, when the dead in Christ shall rise and the glory of his resurrection share, when his chosen ones shall gather to their home beyond the skies, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
From the spiritual breadbox of the Word of God, we turn to the Old Testament book of Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, and I would like to read with you verses 13 and 14. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verses 13 and 14, where the Word of God says, "Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment, with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil." That's from the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verses 13 and 14. And now before I deliver a message entitled "The Unchangeable Christ," let's listen to another old hymn that I like. I can remember my grandfather singing this in his quartet, "Let the Lower Lights Be Burning."
Thank you.
In the book of Hebrews, chapter 13 and verse 8, there's a very interesting statement, a tremendous verse of scripture as it relates to our Lord Jesus Christ. It says this, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Now, I'm certain that those of you who know the Lord and who've been involved with the local church for any period of time, you've heard that particular verse, you've probably memorized it. And it's a tremendous verse that I will tell you, even though it is short and small, would take us a long time to really evaluate and understand, because it's filled with great truth as it relates to the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. And that teaches us that what Jesus Christ was in the past, what he is now, and what he will be in the future always remains the same. He is the unchangeable Christ. And in reality, that means that we can trust him, for we know he will never change. What he taught in the past is what he wants us to do today. The way that he works today and the way that he will work in the future, well, he will not change. He is the unchangeable Christ. And so I would like to consider this particular verse of scripture with you this morning. Maybe you've considered it in the past. Maybe it's one of those verses that even though you know it, it's so familiar with you that you've not really studied it through. So let me share just a few thoughts with you concerning Hebrews 13 and verse 8. First of all, Jesus Christ the same yesterday. Now, what this refers to, basically, is his eternity past. And we realize that in eternity past, Jesus Christ existed as the second person of the Trinity. And we thank the Lord for that. But also, as we think of his past, we think of his days on earth, his ministry here on earth. And in the book of Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 9, we find that it addresses that issue when it says, "But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man." Yes, in his days on earth, the Lord Jesus Christ was our Savior. We see in this passage of Scripture, it says that he was made a little lower than the angels. That simply means that he became man and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. But he didn't come to the earth just to dwell here. He came to the earth to go to the cross, as it says there in Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 9, for the suffering of death. Jesus Christ went to that cross to suffer and bleed and die, to perform an act of redemption for the entire human race. As it says there in verse 9 of Hebrews 2, he tasted death for every man, so that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Of course, when he rose again from the grave, he was crowned with glory and honor as he went back into heaven. So Jesus Christ yesterday, his days on earth, he became a man, a human, and went to the cross to provide salvation for the entire world. Then Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8 goes on to say, Jesus Christ today. A simple statement, Jesus Christ today. That speaks of the work of the Lord Jesus Christ right now, this very moment, as he is up in heaven. And back in the book of Hebrews chapter 4 and verses 15 and 16, we see the description of his present work today in heaven. It says this, "Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin." In other words, right now, the Lord Jesus Christ is in heaven as our great high priest. Now, because he was here on earth, and because of the fact that when he was on earth, he was tempted in like points just as you and just as I am, well, we realize then that he understands what we are going through. He understands our needs, and not only does he understand our need, but whenever we do have a need, if we go to him, he will supply that need. Look at verse 16 of Hebrews chapter 4. It says, "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need." And so right now, this very moment, Jesus Christ is alive in heaven, interceding for us, understanding our needs. He's there to give us our strength in the time of need. What a wonderful Savior. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, the same today. And as it says there in Hebrews 13 and verse 8, the same forever. In the future, we realize that the Lord Jesus Christ remains the same. But there are several things that we need to recognize concerning the future of Christ. Number one, in the future, Jesus will come for us. That could be today. We've heard songs presented earlier in the program that stipulates that. In Hebrews chapter 9, verses 27 and 28, it says, "And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation." Jesus Christ is coming again, and that could be today. And because of that, we realize that, well, the Lord Jesus Christ will save us forever and ever and ever, and will spend eternity with him in heaven. In Hebrews chapter 7 and verse 25, the Word of God says in reference to Christ, "He is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them." Yes, Jesus Christ will come again for those of us who are saved, and we will live with him forever because he will save us to the uttermost. That means for all of eternity. And you know something? When Jesus Christ does come again, and of course take us home to be with him in heaven, eventually he will set up his kingdom on earth that will actually lead into the eternal kingdom. And in the book of Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 8, it says this, as it relates to our Lord Jesus Christ, but unto the Son he saith, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Yes, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. How should we respond to Jesus Christ, the unchangeable Christ? Well, number one, trust him as your personal Savior. If you've never done that, simply call upon the name of the Lord and ask him to save you, and he will. Secondly, serve him because he saved you to serve him. And then thirdly, honor him. He's unchangeable, the eternal Son of God, who deserves our worship and praise. I want to thank you so very much for being there by the radio today. I'll go to church today, and until I greet you once again by way of radio, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen. Praise the Lord. The best is yet to come.
Okay, let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltuna.org. That's www.fbcaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dahl and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.